This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 1:36. You're listening to The Shaletta Show on WCCO Radio. Thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me from the morning until the afternoon. We're here from 11 to 2 every Saturday. And before I get to my next guest, I have to say a big thank you to Sue Zelickson. Many of you in the Twin Cities know Sue. She is a wonderful and amazing woman. And I just took a potty break during the commercial break. And I said, let me stop by my mailbox because I saw an envelope sticking out. And it was a note from Sue. And she just wanted to tell me that she was praying for me after she found out that five of my relatives had died down in Louisiana after Hurricane Laura. And she was just comforting me and even cut out the USA Today article about my family and sent it to me, which I did not have a copy. So I'm so grateful that she thought enough of me. And I'm trying not to cry to Melody. And so thank you, Miss Sue. You know, I love you. And I know that she loves me and she loves my children and my family. And she has always been so supportive since the first day I stepped foot in the Twin Cities. Now, this lady, my next guest, I love, love, love Miss Rose, but I'm mad at Miss Rose right now because she forgot we had an interview this morning. Miss Rose.
Yes.
Don't yes me. Don't yes me, Miss Rose McGee, the sweet
but
potato pie lady.
Too.
The sweet potato pie lady.
Too.
I know you love me because anytime I call you, you are always there. Whether the interview is at 1 o'clock in the afternoon or 1 o'clock in the morning, you make yourself available. Now, y'all know Miss Rose. She has been in Reader's Digest. I saw you talking to Lester Holt. I saw it. I don't act like you were all the national, because Miss Rose takes her sweet potato pies and she calms the fears and anxiety and troubles of the world with her tasty treats. She has been to Ferguson. She passed out pies after George Floyd was killed. Philando Castile. You know, anywhere there is unrest, Miss Rose is there with her sweet potato pies. I mean, I'm just amazed at how you and your baking has been able to get out to some of the most explosive and the most charged places in our country at, you know, the powder keg times, and you pass out pies and you can see a hush across the crowd.
Well, I don't know, but it's really not just about me, and that's the important thing. The pies are made by volunteers. Yeah, I have the blessing of leading them and using my recipe and, you know, just bringing people together in that way. But it's the beauty of people wanting to connect and wanting to do something that can demonstrate caring and nurturing. And sometimes people don't know what to do. So this is just another way of saying, here's something you can do. And it is something that you can give of yourself, of your time, and leave people feeling, you know, that something sweet just happened.
And I remember the stories from the volunteers who were out at the George Floyd Memorial following his death. Before it became a memorial, it was a crime scene, right?
Right.
And you and your volunteers went out there with your pies and you started passing them out to the people who were out there working, to the people who were out there trying to keep the area safe, who were passing out waters. What was that experience like?
Well, it was humbling, to tell you the truth. And what led up to it was having people online join me. I went on Facebook Live and said, I'm making pies and I'm going to take them up to the memorial site, as well as over to Shiloh Church, where the NAACP had its headquarters. And I said, if you want to join me in making pies, please do, because we were in curfew at that time. And people did. And then I said, if you want to, bring your pies and meet me, and we'll go up to these places tomorrow at 6 o'clock. And I looked outside my front window, and there was a string of cars, people, again, wanting to do something. And you just put it, you know, you just put your faith and trust in the fact that people who are coming in a positive spirit. And so that is what it was like. And so they asked, well, what are we going to do? Who are we going to give them to when we get there? I said, I don't know. We'll figure that out. The Lord will lead us. And he did. Mm-hmm. So we got there, and it felt right. One of the volunteers had approached a person who was working, and it was hot. And this woman was so thrilled that we were bringing her a sweet potato pie. And that was how it happened. That was the feeling.
And you have been using those pies to do some incredible work, not just in our community, but throughout the country. But you got a new project that is brewing. And I'm so excited that, you know, I was one of the first people to learn about it outside y'all meetings and stuff that y'all had behind closed doors to get this all together and organized and bringing it to the public. Tell us about it.
It's been quite an exciting journey, and not an easy one, but the Minnesota Humanities Center has partnered with Sweet Potato Comfort Pie, and I'm honored that they see the value of the concept of what the pie brings. And I tell people all the time, we're more than just a pretty pie, you know. We know how to convene. We know how to bring people together to have conversations around these tough issues.
Okay, so let's hold on. Let's put a period right there, because you've been doing that already. Every year mm-hmm. for Martin Luther King's birthday, for those of you who don't know, Miss Rose makes those amount of pies, whatever his birthday is, and out in Golden Valley, and you have people out and y'all eat pie and y'all talk about issues that are important to race.
Right. We do. We do. And again, these volunteers come on Saturday over the Martin Luther King holiday weekend to make the number of pies that Dr. King's age would be. And so this year, 2020, we made 91 pies. And then on that Sunday, people come and do convene in circle and have these tough conversations around race. And then they also talk about who they'd like to gift a pie to in the community. And that's how those 91 pies get distributed. So Minnesota Humanities looked at that and said, you know, given particularly after the murder of Mr. George Floyd and after seeing protest and, you know, all eyes are on Minnesota and Minnesota Humanities, what can we do here? And decided to partner with us. So we've got these four conversations called How Can We Breathe? And, you know, that comes from Mr. Floyd saying that he couldn't breathe, and we see how people are using that phrase a lot. How can we breathe? And the first conversation was in August, and it was called The Mamas, and that conversation featured women who'd lost their children to violence, either at the hands of law enforcement or other violence. And the one coming up next, October 1st, is a conversation between the elders and the youth. So this intergenerational conversation is really going to be powerful. And the one coming up November 5th is the artists and meaning makers. And then the last one, December 3rd, will be policy and change makers. Now, the interesting thing about each one of these four conversations, we've linked also the baking to a community. So in August, when we did the Mamas, St. Cloud Waking to a community. So in August, when we did the Mamas, St. Cloud was baking 25 pies, and that was made by Mr. Mateo McBee and his partner Aaron Lucas, and they have a restaurant and a bakery there in St. Joseph. So they made the pies, and then five community organizations picked up those pies and gave them to mamas across the community of St. Cloud, and we did the same thing in the Twin Cities. In October 1st, it'll be the same with Duluth. For the one in November, it'll be Rochester. And then the one in December, it'll be Mankato. So it's pretty complicated sounding, because it is, but we're just getting people involved by keeping their eyes on the pie as they work through understanding this whole thing around systemic racism. That's the essence of it. What is it that we're doing, and how can we move the needle off the dial as it pertains to racial inequities?
And you know,
that was a lot, huh?
It was good, because it's so funny, because my husband is always texting me during the show, and he said, Miss Rose wants us to talk with our mouth full. You know, we're having conversations and we're eating. You know, this, you know, people, whenever you have these tough conversations, and you and I both know this because we're in the room when these type of things happen, people always want to say, well, we're going to have an icebreaker first, because we're going to break the ice. Because it's cold, it's chilly, it's frigid. You know, everybody's got their guard up. But girl, I done had one of your pies. It's hard to have your guard up. It's hard to not want to come together when we are eating one of your pies, or baking one of your pies, or using your recipes to spread, you know, love. And I think that, you know, it's a sense of people feeling the love that you have. Yeah, you know, I know the volunteers are important and the mission is important, but more than anything, because anybody can go to Duluth and Rochester and start talking about race, but Miss Rose, you do it with so much love.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, the idea, again, is just to get these communities to understand the power that they have, which they do. I just spent a morning with our Bush fellows, because, you know, I'm honored to be a Bush fellow, and we had our retreat today, and so many of the fellows are expressing the pain that, you know, we're going through with our organizations or with communities in which they're serving, and how do we get people to understand the importance of this? Everyone is in fear. They're getting in fear. They're feeling like it's got to be White Lives Matter, too. It can't just be Black Lives Matter. How do we get around that? These are tough, tough times right now. Tough times.
Yeah.
So everybody needs a pie. You know, I just wish, I'm often saying, I just wish it was a pie big enough for everybody.
Right?
To eat.
Just a big old pie and a whole bunch of little bitty spoons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, Miss Rose, people are hearing you. They're hearing your story. They know your journey. If they don't, they're looking you up. When we come back, I want you to tell people how they can get involved. I know Mandy, one of my former coworkers, as soon as she found out about you, because a lot of people are just now, you know, we known you forever, but a lot of people are just now finding out about your work in the community. And, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, Shaletta, you got to get Miss Rose on your show. I'm like, girl, I know Miss Rose. She's like an auntie to me, but yeah, okay, great. So people are hearing what you're doing. They want to be a part. They're listening in, you know, Rochester and Mankato, and they want to get ready for you. So when we come back, I want you to tell people how they can partner with your movement and talk about some more of the work that you're doing. We're talking with Miss Rose McGee. We call her the Pie Lady.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.